Back to you, Pastor Ken Austin with Mercy House. And we look forward to talking with you this morning. And I know you've been through some health challenges. Maybe that's the place to start with you. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, everybody. Again, I appreciate this opportunity. And thank God for Trinity Church in this city and the community. And thank God for your prayers, your support, and all that you do to make this city a great place to live, to work, and to worship. I got a chance this weekend at the prayer walk, the first Saturday prayer walk, and I was there, and the first Saturday we got a chance to walk again since the pandemic, and God really blessed that walk, walking through the community and lifting up the name of Jesus and trying to bridge this city together. And I just thank God for Trinity Church always being a part of that. Yes, I've had some issues with my health, having some shortness of breath a few weeks ago, and went to the doctor 3 times before they could actually find what was going on. And short story is, I had a heart catheterization done on the 2nd of July, and good news, found little to no blockage in my arteries, but my heart was weakened. They found that, somehow I had a virus or something. They don't know what it might have been, but my heart was weakened and it was only pumping out about 15%. And so they have me on the life vest and I'm on a treatment regimen, building the strength back in my heart. They stopped me from driving for 35 days. I went back last Friday. They gave my keys back. So I'm excited about that. I'm able again to drive, but not the buses and just light duty driving and local driving. But health seemed to be progressing. The doctor was encouraged and I'm encouraged that God is blessing and literally strengthen us as we continue to walk. So thank God for your prayers. I appreciate your support and just thank God for your church and what you mean in this city and get a chance to work with Pastor McRoberts with the elders sitting at the gate, we call ourselves, you know, always praying for the city, always answering, you know, to the call when things come up. So I just appreciate what we get a chance to do and how your church always there, you know, bridging and speaking and working hard, you know, to make this a better place.
Well, you've been very much a leader, Ken, and I had to wonder. I know, you know, there could be a biological virus, whatever reason for what's going on with you physically, but I had to wonder, it was just the hard work you're doing. You're working, I don't know how many hours a week, and doing lots of things. So you're out and about, and you're very much a part of the spiritual leadership of this city, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and so many people like you, Tom, and Ken Williams, you know, call, and I mean, so many people out and from your church and just partner with us to make this a better place and just to make the work that we do so much easier. We certainly don't do it alone, and I just appreciate the body of Christ, how we unite it and bridge gaps to continue to make it better. And I'm just excited to be a part of that. I live around the corner from Trinity Church and just amazing the community, you know, from the school, from Montgomery Christian School to all the work, you know, that have been done through that church to make this a better community and a better city. And some of the students have gone on to graduate from high school now that was there, you know, back when I was driving from the beginning, and just to see lives being transformed through the work that God is doing in this community just really caused my heart to rejoice. So yeah, I'm excited to, I will work hard. Yeah. I do a lot of things. It's a lot of irons in the fires here, but I'm just grateful that I don't have to do it alone. And, I thank God for, you know, all the help that we get to continue to do it. My assignment's a little different being that I'm on the ground and serve here on the ground and pastor the church on the ground here. And the Mercy House and the MAP Center and all those things are ground level, but I don't take them to be lightly. And I really, try hard to do well there, but I certainly do reach out and I appreciate all the help that, comes from, you know, our brothers and sisters in Christ and who continue to strengthen us as we continue to do this work.
Well, tell us, bring us up to date on Mercy House, and then we want to hear about Map Center after that. That's the future, really, in many ways. But Mercy House is very much a vibrant ministry. Tell us about that and New Walk of Life as well.
Yeah, the Mercy House, God has really, really, you know, positioned us in a certain time of need. During the pandemic, we literally had to figure out how to move forward instead of backwards. You know, we had to position ourselves in front of danger, people with the virus, and how to serve and how to continue to create ways to help people who was not able to help themselves. So we certainly on the front line. We've been there from day one, and God positioned us from the beginning, you know, to start the conference call. We started a conference call throughout the community at the Mercy House, reaching throughout the tri-counties just to figure out ways that we can better serve and how we can get the latest, you know, up-to-date information, safer information, have the chief of police on, had the mayor from the city, had state official, Martha Roby came on and speaking with us. We reached from Washington, D.C. to the state capitol to the governor's mansion, you know, three times a week, bringing in information throughout the tri-counties just to figure out how to better serve those on the ground. And we started that. I started that on a morning like this, 7 o'clock. I reach out to Salvation Army and the Homeless Coalition and on a conference call. And I said, hey, listen, let's talk about how we can best serve. And from that call, we went up to three times a week, over almost 300 people before we stopped that call, reaching throughout the community, figuring out how to better serve. And that just started from right there at the Mercy House. And, you know, with a phone call with three people, and that went out from the mayor at Pike Road and Prattville and Wetumpka and Lowndes County and all the way to DC. And so we just thank God for that opportunity. The Mercy House has tripled the number of people. Before the pandemic, we was only serving about 35 people a day for lunch. And now we up to over 165 and sometimes get close to 200 people we serve every day who come there to eat a hot meal. School has been one of the hard things with school being in and out. And so a lot of children whose parents are working find themselves being latchkey kids. And so we pack snack bags and trying to get them into places where those children can have something nutritious to hold them over when they're not getting those meals at school, when they're not getting the nutritious breakfast and lunches at school. So we purpose to fill those gaps inside of that community. So we work really hard doing that. We've just like everyone else, you know, we've tried to get grants and things like that to help out with the rental assistance and utilities. And every fund we get, we have to multiply it, you know, just to make it work. But we get those small grants and help out in the community with rental assistance and with utilities, just trying to help people. A lot of people in that community, you know, are mostly working small, low pay-in jobs. And being so, when they miss a paycheck during the pandemic, it kind of set the whole family in a tailspin for it financially. So all that we could do, we try hard to bridge those gaps to make that happen throughout the Mercy House. The latest thing that we're doing there on Council Street is a family participation program. One of the houses there that we was able to purchase a few years ago and to renovate, we finally got that house completely renovated. We have a family who's going to move into that house even now. We're purposing this week with the contract and all those things. But what happened in our family participation program, we're moving a family out of Gibbs Village. This family we've been working with for the last year. We performed our wedding. This couple children was coming to the church for 5 years. And finally, during the pandemic, they started coming to worship with us also. And Valentine's Day, well, back in Christmas, December 6th, I remember, you know, just talking with them and, you know, asking them what their intentions were. And they said, we want to get married in a couple of years. I said, well, great. offer to walk along with them in premarital counseling. And they accepted that invitation, and we started at December 6th. Valentine's Day, he got in front of the church in front of his children and got down on his knees and proposed to their mom. And so that was a huge thing there inside of the church. We were excited about that. Later on, one Sunday we was outside after church playing basketball, and they both tapped me on the shoulder and said they went downtown and got their marriage license and wanted to go into church at that point and literally, you know, before God and before the children, take an oath of marriage and a vow to God to live in holy matrimony. So we left the basketball court and walked back inside the church, and I performed the wedding on Sunday evening, I think about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And then after that, we walked back to the basketball court and continued to play basketball. But that family would be the first family moving into this house. And so we're just really, really, really excited how God is just doing great work, you know, reaching people in that community, transforming lives, and just building people for himself. And I'm just excited to be a part of that great work and all the help that we get to make this come to pass.
Amen. Yeah. And then, let's jump to the MAP Center, the former WSFA building.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate you serving with us on a leadership committee there as we're trying to repurpose that building. Yeah, that building was donated back. I think we had the ribbon cutting January 18th this year. And it's been a TV station since 1954. And you can imagine for 67 years being used for one purpose and trying to repurpose it for something different. We purpose in our heart that it would be a training center. We want it to be what we call the end of the food line. We wanted to have their trades and introduction to high skill paying jobs that people in the community, people that we feed every day, will be able to come to a place and get some training and get equipped that they can feed themselves and can feed their families and provide for themselves. We want to be able to open doors where young boys, that 17-year-old who dropped out of high school, who caused them most of the trouble throughout the city, one I'm in court with most of the time, and one who's out probably committing most of the crimes, the murdering, and all those things happen with those idle minds. So we want to have a place there called the MAP Center where we can redirect lives. We can offer people hope and a place where they could come in. A high skill level mentoring program. We will have conflict resolution. We will have time management, a lot of soft skills that we'll teach in that place. But we're also connecting with Trenton Technical College. We're connecting also already with the Alabama Department of Labor, who will be teaching classes there. So a lot of positive things going to be going on inside of that building. Mental health is going to have an office there, have a wing where they'll do services inside of that building. And we have dreams of having childcare there. We already opened up a recreation center there inside where young teenagers from 14 to 18 can have a safe place where they could come in and play pool, watch TV, and even do homework and study there from, we want to have it over 11 o'clock in the evening, then school days want to open to 9 o'clock. But it's just been a real jewel so far, you know, but repurposing it comes with all the tangles of changing a building from one purpose to another. Right now, in the process of getting some inspections redone for the city as the occupation codes are changing. So we're working through that now. So pray for us as we are have a list of things that the city have given us that we need to change. Some of the things did not meet the five codes and, you know, things like that need to be redone. And the building is really old, so a lot of the electrical stuff has to be redone also. But God is blessing, and we're just believing that he's going to continue to see us through, even as we purpose to get that work done.
And I jumped into just said MAP Center. Would you explain what MAP stands for?
Yeah, MAPS stands for Ministry About People. And we feel that's what the call has been for us since we started the work here in 2004. We purpose to redirect lives and to build people and to strengthen people and to point people back to God. So that's the work that we do. Ministry is work. And the work we are doing has always been focused on trying to help someone along the way. And that's where the word MAP came from. I learned from my military days that MAP, the definition of MAP they gave us, was a photograph drawn to scale as seen from above. And I always stayed in my heart. I just feel that God has a purpose from above for all of us down here on the ground. And if we could point people to that plan and that photograph and the purpose that God has for their lives, we feel that we can get them on the right track. And that's what we purpose to do.
And for New Walk of Life Church, are you back meeting or are you, how's that going with the church?
We are. We actually started, I think, back Easter Sunday, somewhere back in April. We've been meeting every Sunday. We actually started out with three services on Sundays, and we had a 10 o'clock, at 11:30, and 12:30. Just bringing in three small groups at a time is what we were purposing to do. Didn't work out as well as we wanted to. I was working too hard trying to get all that done. So we are back to just a 11:30 service, and it's still a virtual service also. So we're doing service every Sunday at 11:30 and a virtual, which is also recorded online.
All right. Let me just pause there and just ask questions, anybody, or comments from anyone. Or how else, how can we pray? We have the prayer request, Ken, that you passed to Shannon here or to someone at the church. Shannon is our coordinator for these prayer sheets. But what other sort of current prayer requests do we need to keep in mind for you?
Yeah, please pray for us as we go through this building repurposing and inspection at the MAP Center. Pray for us there as God would give us favor, you know, as we, and also would strengthen us as we want the building to be safe and all those things to be in order. So pray that the Lord would bless that effort and that he would always provide that we continue to do that. And we just finished what we thought was a really, really powerful summer. We had about 50 children through the MAP Center every day. In the summer enrichment program. And that was something really, really powerful and beautiful that we enjoyed and really appreciate God giving us the opportunity to do. Had them throughout the whole summer, ended July the 30th. And so, yeah, pray that the Lord bless us as we purpose to start this, after school tutoring program again at the MAP Center after we finish this inspection and all those things and just continue to move forward.
Well, we would like to go to prayer, and I think I have, let's see, Judy, I muted you earlier. Now I can't unmute you. I was going to ask you if you would, let me just do this. Let me try that. I can't unmute you, Judy. I was going to ask you if you would start with the prayer. Oh,
am okay, I unmuted? There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, you are. Unmuted. Yes.
Okay. Ken, I was going to ask you, I didn't get a chance to look at that, at the prayer list before this interview this morning. So I apologize for that, but you mentioned the family participation program and this, the home that you all were able to purchase. And I'm having a senior moment here, but the building, the program that Ken Bunce was working with for so long, Mike Bunce, yeah.
Yes.
I put Ken Williams and Mike together there.
We've all put third together.
there's still houses available out there? Is that program still going on and continuing? Yeah. And is there a way to coordinate those two for people that you all are aware of that you can move into some of those homes?
I still work with, CJ is running the program, house to house program still, and I still stir with them and help out with that. And, yeah, that is a thriving program. Our mission is a little bit different from what they are doing there. We are really, trying at one point that this family who goes through the participation program, we'll actually, that participation for them, this family is $500 a month. And at the end of that year, they go through a discipleship program. They go through a financial literacy program. But at the end of the program for this family, they will walk out. They get the participation money back. And that funds help them to leave that house that they can go and family and start their lives themselves. This family, mandatory savings, they're going to have, once they finish, they'll have to save 10% of their income. So they'll walk away with 10% of their income. They'll walk away with the participation money. So at the end of that year, this family will be an offspring that they can walk off and start something that they've never been able to do before. We can buy the house that we're in. We bought that house for $10,000. They can buy a house down that they will own for $10,000 and maybe renovate it like we did this house, you know. But that's what we want to empower the family to be able to do that and to own something for themselves.
It sounds like a great program. All right.
I'll just say because we have no debt associated with the house, that was the way we were able to do it. So each year a new family will live in that house.
I see. All right. Well, I'm going to start our prayer time. Father God, we just thank you that we can come to you this morning and spend this time with Ken and learn more about his ministry, and just what's going on currently. There's so many parts of this ministry, Lord, and we just pray for Ken, and we thank you for his leadership, not only in the ministry, but throughout our whole community, Lord. Thank you for the vision that he has and for the way that that Montgomery is coming along beside him and helping with this ministry. And Father, we thank you for his vision to bring our community together and for the way in which you are working in and through him. And Father, we pray your hand of protection upon him, upon Thomasina, upon their whole family, and that you would just build a hedge of protection around them and protect them and continue to provide every need that they have according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Father, we pray for Ken and his health issues, and we thank you that the doctors were able to diagnose this heart problem, and we pray that the treatments that they are using will continue to strengthen his heart and help him to get back to 100% and just being able to continue to do the things that he's done in the past, Lord. And so we just ask your favor upon him and his healing in that regard. Father, we do thank you for this a family participation program, and I pray in particular for this family who will be moving into this home, and I pray for this couple and their family, and I just pray, Lord, that they will grow and mature in Christ as they participate, and that everything will fall in place, and that this will just be the beginning of just another incredible ministry in which you are changing lives and building lives and producing fruit in your kingdom. And Lord, I pray for the MAP Center. Just thank you for this donation from WSFA, and we just ask that you would put your hand upon this ministry, that you would provide all of the volunteers, all the financial help that they need, just everything that they need to be able to get through this list that the city has given them for this, for the redo of this property. And Father, that you will just help them to use this new building to just increase their ministry, the number of people that they're serving, and just we thank you for this vision that Ken has for this MAPS center and ministry, and we pray that it will just point more and more people to God, and that you'll just provide everything that's needed. And Father, we just lift these prayers up to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Lord, I do just thank you for this time with Ken to know more about the ministry, what he's doing there. Lord, it really convicted me with these young children at age 17 that they have no real direction, and they either might go towards crime and other things, or they might come back to you. And Lord, I just thank you that he's there, that he's given them an opportunity, that they can make a choice. So I lift up the ministry. I lift up the people involved. I pray for all these ministries that have been mentioned, that Lord, we can see lives change. We can see a real impact in our community. Lord, you can change us back to you. So I just thank you again for Ken's heart, for the time he's put in there. Guide him in regards to taking care of his health, Lord. He needs to take care of his health. I thank you for what he's doing. But, Lord, give him wisdom of to just pace himself so that he can take care of himself and he continue to do the ministry. So I thank you for this time just to learn more about it, to hear what's going on. And, Lord, I pray that you would continue to guide it and bless it as it goes forward. And I pray this in Christ's name.
A great eternal heavenly Father, as we gather in prayer, we pray for Ken and his ministry. We give thanks that he ministers to people that we don't know how to minister to sometimes. We give thanks for his Christian witness, the serving of so many people that need the gap filled between when the pandemic hit and getting back into a normal life, feeding of so many people, giving lunches and snacks to young people to get, make sure they have proper nourishment. We give thanks to him and pray your blessing will be upon him and his ministry in Christ's name.
Dear Father, I thank you for this time that we can learn about this ministry, Lord. I pray for Pastor Ken and Mercy House that more people in the community would know about this as a place to come, not just for food, for their bodies, but also for their souls. Lord, I rejoice in hearing about that couple that was brought to union through the premarital counseling and the ministry of Pastor Ken. Thank you for that work, Lord. Thank you that their children were able to witness that great work. And Lord, I pray that you would continue uniting that couple and continue growing them in faith and unity in their marriage and also in you, Lord. Pray that you would bless their children and let them walk in your ways and your truth. Lord, please bring other broken families and broken homes to unity through this ministry. And I pray for Pastor Ken that you would encourage his heart. And Lord, heal him with all of these issues going on and protect him against the attacks of the devil. In your name.
Gracious Heavenly Father, I agree with these prayers. We are so grateful to you, the Almighty, the Sovereign God. You work in many, many ways and our work in this city, even as we look about and see the crime and the physical and the health challenges and the list goes on. And yet we know that you are sovereign over all. We know that, and thank you for placing Ken in this position of just laying on his heart. And that's really what it is. He's just had a burden and a passion to see people know you and to love you and just honor you in their lives. And you've raised him and given him the ability to do things, and this ministry is just a part of what he does. And yet we thank you for him. We pray for his health and pray that you would continue to give him wisdom in the ways in which he serves you and the people of the city and West Montgomery in particular. Lord, we thank you for Mercy House and for New Walk of Life Church and now for this new venture with the MAP Center, and pray that you would continue to provide the resources that it takes to feed these many people. As kids go back to school, that the tutoring and the safe places in the afternoons and evenings would continue. I pray for the dreams for the MAP Center to be fulfilled, and that adults would receive training and education, and that they would be able to provide, be able to earn, to work in jobs where they can earn a decent living and provide for their families, and that families would be strengthened through this and reunited, that you would continue to meet the needs of this city through this. Lord, we thank you for Ken and for Thomasina and for her part and as his partner, and you know, for the ministry that she has in many, many ways, Alabama State and with Montgomery Christian School and ways and New Walk of Life Church as well. Lord, bless this family, bless Ken and this ministry. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.